Hail to the king, baby.
You dumbass.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now, any of you homos touch me, and I'll kill you.
Would you shut the f*** up?
Welcome to Big Foamy Head, the homecoming beer show. We're,
Why homecoming?
Well, because Rick's going to be here directly, and so he won't be Skyping in. He'll be live and in the studio once again. And what is it, Memphis and May Eve?
And, yes.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And
have you bought your tickets?
I got mine.
I
got my 3-day passes. I ain't got my poncho yet.
I don't either.
Yeah. What about your rubber boots?
No, I got my trail shoes. I'm ready.
Okay.
I got my trash bag. I'm just going to punch some holes in
that trash bag thing. Man, we're going to go all out. So Rick's flying in from Denver, and we are warming up with a couple. Oh, we already had two.
Yeah.
Warm up. We started off. Cheers. What was our start off?
It was a lambic beer. It was a goose.
Cuvée Rene,
right? From Lindeman's, correct.
Yeah, and that's a good Lindeman's, too.
It's real good. Real champagne-like.
Yeah.
Champagne.
That's got to be the driest beer or lambic I've ever had.
Very tart.
It reeked. The nose on it,
yes.
I mean,
yeah.
It smelled like armpit.
It smelled like feet.
It was bad.
it didn't smell like it tasted.
No, it didn't.
But it did remind me of champagne. The dryness.
And you were reading the description. Is it a moose-like head that seems like it would never end or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
It was dead on.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a giant six-finger head, and we do have six fingers on some people's hands around here. But the moose, the chunky head, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knocked that out, and that was kind of a light beer. For a lambic, though, we were talking about how low alcohol there, 5%. That was kind of
low. So where did they brew that?
This was in Belgium, the Lindemans. Mm-hmm. I don't know which part of Belgium.
Oh,
but they're real popular here. They sell a lot of beers here. And so going around the table, Mike, Alan, and Carrie and myself are here, and we're just imbibing and killing time till the plane lands. And
come on, Rick.
Not over drinking too much. But the Cuvée Rene, the Ode Goose Lambic, pretty tasty. And then we went probably the exact opposite end of the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one of Mike's pear ciders. Not a lot of nose, just a little hint of pear, but eat up with pear flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a lot.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we drank it all, or we were threatening to get the stout out and make our poor man's cocktail,
which is
a tasty beverage. But this, the pear cider, is like, whereas the lambic was a golden color, and it had a good rating on Rate Beer, too. It was like a 95, and didn't get to Beer Advocate. 94,
where did this one, the pear, rate on Right Beer?
I think it's got like 107 or something, if I'm not mistaken. They had to raise the bar to get it on there. But
it's
very good, very tasty and rich with flavors. And so we've ping-ponged taste-wise, and we're going to start open our first beer. This is going to be a high-alcohol night.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, Alan's doing the honors. We warned him. We were like, oh, God, be careful with
that.
Because it's a cork. And very good.
Sounds
okay.
Good. You shot your leg.
So that was a the sound of one cork popping. this is a Gouden Carolus triple. And it's a Belgian triple. And triples, I have mixed blessings with triples. Some are great. Some just suck beyond all get out. And even though that shouldn't mean a thing, right?
Because
triple doesn't mean anything necessarily, other than, it could mean triple fermentation, three times as long.
Smell chocolate.
Three guys brewed it.
I love the looks of the bottle and the label. It's real classy looking.
It smells chocolate.
It is. Yeah. Okay, now it should be classy. The market splooge here.
Smell.
It says, this blonde beer was brewed in honor of the court of the Emperor Charles V, united in rigor, nobility, and splendor.
Dark.
We should pour it and see.
Oh, it's a blonde.
It's a blonde, so it shouldn't
be a little clear.
So its refined character with a pure and rich taste will captivate you. And it is matured at length in cellar and bottle and is guaranteed to be brewed only from pale malts. Traditionally, top fermented is 100% pure. Like, what else would it be? Not 100% pure.
Yes.
So, okay. So, yeah, what do you, you're looking for something there.
Put just a little in there and rinse your glass.
Yeah, because you don't want to
taste. And
you'll, otherwise,
it.
You'll have a little pear flavor.
Yeah.
We don't have our spit bucket out. And it's supposed to be served. We're drinking the out of the tulip type glasses.
Ooh.
So, this is a blonde triple. And, or what they're calling, they are saying on here, Right Bear, they're classifying it as just a straight and Abbey triple. They do classify this or refer to this in the marketing speak as a blonde, but and I think they're only doing the color. It's a darker of the this is our third.
It's a darker blonde.
It's a darker blonde. Yeah, you can look at it because now you were looking or smelling it in the bottle. And what did you say, Carrie? What were you tasting?
Smelled chocolate.
You smelled chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now that you got it and kind of opened up in the glass,
are
what
you
are
still getting that chocolate?
What are you getting out of there?
I haven't tasted it yet.
What do you smell it? Do you still smell chocolate?
And no, this, not anymore.
This thing is poured. I did a straight down pour, and I got about a three.
Doesn't smell the same in my glass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Might have got a little cork on it or something.
I'll tell you, you'd be surprised how glassware will affect the beer. The taste, the nose, everything. It's just, it's real important to, you know, pair up the glass with the correct beer style.
Yeah, and this suggests that you use a tulip.
What's that remind you?
Tulip or Trappist glass, if you got one. But this has got like the pudding sort of head, not as chunky and rocky as the other one, but it's got it, and it's got those fine bubbles and does that Belgian
effervescence,
that Belgian lacing.
Not a lot of flavor to it, though.
Yeah, can you get any alcohol out of it?
You get some,
a little bit,
a little effervescence. You feel the tingly, a little bit.
Yeah. Now this isn't, there's not that much spice notes to it, which for most of your Belgians, that's where you get the difference. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now y'all haven't seen the specs. What do you think of the pear and the lambic that we had earlier? Would you say this is about the same, stronger, weaker?
I'd say this is stronger.
Okay. Think so? Much?
The alcohol?
A little bit? Okay. The lambic
alcohol?
We have, yeah.
Yes.
It's 9% alcohol.
Yes.
So,
definitely.
But you don't, I mean, I don't get like the burn.
It's a burn sensation, yes.
In the throat?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
No, just in the lips. I can feel it in the lips, in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. I got some banana action
going.
It's got, I don't know if it's got some of those, the yeast, that like the hef yeast or something. And, well, it's just found this brewer.
Yeah.
The Gouden, or Gouden, I have no idea how you say it. The Carolus. These guys do a number of beers, and they all fare pretty well on Right Beer, and this is one of the first ones that I've been able to get.
That
and we have several more. Got a
95.
Yeah, on Right Beer, and 483 people. It's just something we haven't seen.
You know what, though? It's not my bag.
No, it's not for the Belgians that we've had, and we got another one. In the back here, a little different take on a Belgium. But, this is pretty, not mediocre. That would be kind of derogatory, but just kind of mild.
I think you like it.
Just real mild.
It's a good beer.
I was expecting a lot more spice and a little bit of everything, you know?
Yeah. About the only thing I'm getting is some bananas. And I'm not, and you know, we were talking.
A lot of alcohol.
We were talking, a show or two or three ago about perceptions of beer based on what you've tasted. And so we get an awful lot of beers, right? And so you're getting a different taste to me. I'm not tasting, I mean, hardly any alcohol to me,
9%.
Right? But you're getting it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm getting like bananas and to me, and you're getting a different.
It's real bland.
It's just kind of,
it's
it is kind of,
it is bland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
You drink it though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Would you say the alcohol content was?
Yeah, 9.
Okay.
Tastes like paint then, or you'll drink it, right?
You know, after you drink that bottle and get out on the road and you get pulled over, you say, "Officer, I just had one beer."
That's right.
No, but I like that tingly feeling that goes in my mouth and then down my throat. You know, it's just, it's like, yeah.
No, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it is though. I had a lot better, but
yeah,
that it was the curse of the triple for me.
Yeah,
I always get screwed on those and stuff.
Feel that? Still, a little bit.
A little bit. Okay. Well, this next one should screw you up real good then. It's a hardcore beer.
Sounds like a winner.
Okay. So the Golden Carolus, wow, it's hard to believe it's only
what's the next beer?
It's only our third 10%. Beer, and it's only been 10 minutes.
Who's our musical
guest
tonight?
You know, I was looking because we got so many people starting tomorrow that we're going to see at Memphis in May. All right, so who are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, believe it or not, I heard some Pine Top Perkins on the radio today.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to hear him. And I think I'm going to park my ass in the blues tent pretty much all weekend.
Yeah. The two. Blues tents.
Yeah.
Two of them.
There's usually only one?
There's usually one. So,
well, the one they have, the other one is kind of like for local people, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you read about how that came about?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because somebody, one of the guys who had played at SMA, Richard Johnston. He came in uninvited and was like setting up and playing And the promoter said, "What the hell are you doing? You weren't hired to do these." He said, "Well, I'm just going to play for tip money and stuff." I said, no, we're going to throw you." So they said, "Okay, well, they're going to do it again anyway."
Yeah.
So they set up and they got Southern Comfort to sponsor it because when you think blues, don't you think Southern Comfort?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, right?
There you go.
But so they got one set up for local guys and our old pal Blind Mississippi Morris is going to be there too.
Yeah,
and Robert Balfour.
Nice. Yeah, we had
Robert Wolfman Balfour.
We had Blind Mississippi on the show one night.
Yeah,
we called him up and interviewed him.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
I saw him one night in the square in Collierville, and the train is right there next to the little gazebo that you play out of.
Yeah.
And the train came by and he stopped right in the middle. And, you know,
he's saying, "What the hell was that?"
He knew what that was. He told us.
Because man, that train hauls ass. They call him. And that where they were right, 50 feet from the train.
Yeah, the town square where they play. So this is gonna be nice. Yeah, so these guys give them a huge venue, right? And they're gonna be working too, playing three and four shows a day.
How about Charlie Musselwhite?
Yeah, Charlie Musselwhite.
That's
going to be good.
Okay.
And Watermelon Slim.
Watermelon Slim. Yeah.
I like Watermelon Slim.
The hardest working guys.
Yeah.
Memphis and May.
Yeah. And I'm looking for Little Ed in the Imperials. Going to be there. That's going to be good. And of course, who we're talking about?
Night.
Sunday night, Doyle Bramhall.
That's going to be good. Oh, that'll be awesome. I think he shuts her down. That's the last.
That's going to be good. It's going to be real difficult. We're going to have to do a lot of ping ponging. Running back and forth, the length of the park, to get in some of the shows. Yeah. There, you know?
I was going to say, are these two blues tents like totally
right next to each other?
Oh, that's good.
They're right next to us. That's good. So we're going to have to like ping pong around. We were talking about Joan Jett going to be there.
Yeah, Joan Jett. Yep. Yeah. Well, what night is she?
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
Okay. But once you heard, I can name two Joan Jett songs. That's pretty much it.
I Love Rock and Roll.
That was one.
That's one I can remember.
Name the other one.
Something Myself for Loving You.
I Hate Myself for Loving You. Yes.
Yeah.
She's not bad, Joan Jett.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Now, here's a question for you. How old is she now?
She's
up there.
50?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So we shall see
tomorrow how Joan Jett is held up. Well, let's play some Blind Mississippi Moss. Because we will see you.
Then, yeah.
All right.
I can dig it.
When a woman gets in trouble, everybody puts her down. When a woman gets in trouble, everybody puts her down. Looks around for her friends, not a one can be found. Come this house, little girl. I believe it's gonna rain. Come on in this house, little girl, because I believe it's gonna rain. You know the way that I love you, little girl. You know that's a crying shame.
Nice. So that was the cork on the second bottle coming in. What are we? Shit, I lost my train.
I can
Delirium Nocturnum.
I can already feel my head hurt from tomorrow.
But another beer will cure that. So Rick called, gave us an update during the break. The plane has pushed back. Yep. We got to find something to do till he makes the hour and a half flight here. I guess we'll drink another beer.
You know, when I was talking to him, he said he saw the pilot had margarita salt on his chin.
Yeah, as long as it wasn't under his nose, that ain't salt. Well, all right, so we cracked open our second corked bottle, and this is Delirium Nocturnum, and I've lost all my data on it.
Me
you
too.
Had it. It was, well, we can make something up.
Yeah,
oh, there it is.
Like we always do.
All right, actually do see it. On Rate Beers, rated an 84. And this is another 9% alcohol one. So this will be an interesting one. This is, according to the masses on Rate Beer, they don't care for this as much.
Dark.
All right. A little darker color. And this is a Belgium strong ale.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a lot of spice.
Try. We'll just try some around here and
foamy head.
See what you.
Nice foam.
All right.
Oh, smells nice.
So
yeah, it's got a good.
It's a dark. This is
a brown,
dark
brown sugar,
brown toppy color.
It's pretty beer.
Got a lot of good smell. It's not as
it's very caloric.
It's not as thick a foam as the other one.
Yeah,
but it is. This is some brewery.
That's nice.
What's this from the brewery? The Huge or
Very
Huge.
Yeah,
H-U-Y-G-H-E Brewery. My Flemish is a little rusty, but
it's brewed in It's brewed in Mel, Ghent, Belgium.
Oh yeah, I know where that is.
Okay,
oh yeah, that's outside Ghent.
Yeah, okay, the Belgians.
Good stuff. So, but this notes of appreciation around the table. What are we thinking?
Yeah, very nice. I thought a little bit of brown sugar smell. Nose,
man, it's got.
I love better. It. Yeah. That's nice.
I just wish I hadn't eaten those Cajun peanuts.
Very, very full body. Yeah,
that ruined your palate.
I said peanut. Peanut.
Very balanced. Very balanced.
Do you know some Cajun?
It is. It's good. It's like, wooey.
Wooey.
So yeah, we've kind of been sort of getting our Cajun on here. Unbeknownst,
oui,
we
oui.
Eating the peanuts.
Menage a trois, oui, oui.
And
this one's going quickly. This is nice.
That's a good one.
It
is a good
one any day.
It's got a good dark brown. It's not black. It's a dark brown and kind of tan head. The head dissipates quick. It's these big bubbles too.
It's not clear by any stretch of imagination.
It's got a little. But I can see a lot of little fine bubbles.
It's got a haze to it.
Got a haze.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little sediment in it.
But it's got a good nose. Mm-hmm. You can, and I'm getting the sugar, the brown sugar
And it's hard to believe this was bought in Knoxville, Tennessee, of all places, a little sleepy little town in East Tennessee. A bunch of hillbillies up there, so to speak.
On one of your business trips?
Yeah. And but Dick says now we can get it here in Memphis.
They now have this. And the place where I've seen this the most is in New Orleans, on tap.
Yeah.
This is sort of obscure, but it's one of the more popular obscure beers.
What's a damn good beer? Well, they love alcohol in Louisiana, man. The more the better. I'm not kidding you. It's the only state that I know that they have drive-up margarita windows.
Oh, yeah.
A frozen margarita. You can drive up and get a frozen margarita in a cup and drive off.
Yeah, you can.
Wow.
We made the bus pull over there.
And you know what
they
do?
That's like heaven.
You know what they do? And I'm not sure, because last time I was down there, I was talking to several people, and I said, it just blows my mind. You can pull up to a drive-through window and get a margarita.
That's like.
And they said, yeah, but did you notice how it's got the tape? And I said, well, I didn't buy one. I just saw people doing it.
Yeah.
But they say they take a piece of cellophane tape and they put over the cup. It's just a little skinny piece of tape that goes over the cup, and it's considered a closed container.
It's only for those particular the drive-thrus.
Yeah.
Because you can get go cups anywhere, the entire city.
Yeah.
You can walk around with a go cup. Unlike here, you know, you close off Beale Street, you can walk around in there, in between the sawhorses, right?
You know, I saw one bar. I was there, and what they were doing, they were taking that red Solo cup, 16-ounce, and taking the beer bottle and setting it in the cup. And they were just walking one right after the other out the door.
So that's okay.
And I guess it's okay. Really weird. You know, I didn't ask about that.
Well, leave it to the people in New Orleans and Park South to figure
they know
out
how
to get around. Yeah. So tomorrow we're going to be donning our rain gear, going to Memphis in May, and hurting for a good beer. Another one.
Rat
pests as far as the eye.
We're
going
to have to take some goat bladders with us or something.
Yes, exactly.
maybe put some beer in them, too.
A flask or put some whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing at lunch.
No,
get better mileage out of whiskey.
Yeah, well, true.
Yeah, it's small.
That makes for a long day.
No, I know. That's going to be a long... Oh, my God. No, I think I'll go with the... Because we were pounding them down, too, right? The 16... There were 16 ounces, right?
Yeah, and
two at a time.
And when we were watching the Allman Brothers, every time you turn around, somebody was shoving a joint in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, that sucked too. But I didn't inhale.
Yeah,
I know. Can't do that. Yeah. Bill Clinton.
Yeah. I didn't know.
I didn't get that blowy.
No, it was. It's going to be a lot of good acts. This is our big time of year, and going to be just all kinds of stuff. So this beer,
nice.
It's warming me right up.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah,
making me redheaded.
Yep, I'm already there. So
me too.
Yeah,
I know. Make my earmuffs hot. My headphones are smoking. No, this is good stuff. This is going down way too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, man, it's sweet.
Very yummy.
So the other one though, we were talking about the Golden Carolus was bland, mediocre. And Alan, you were holding back.
Yeah, I really didn't like it.
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to say what you think.
Yeah. Okay.
Which one are you not liking?
The blonde.
You're not liking this one?
No, oh, this one before.
I'm loving
this.
Oh, I'm loving
this. I like both.
Yeah, you do like that.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
just likes beer.
I like anything that has to do with free alcohol.
You'll pay for it in the morning.
I'm sorry. No. No, I really liked it. Like the.
So tell us what you felt the difference was in the two. And why you liked both.
Because you liked both.
Or right. What, basically, what did you like about this one? And then what do you like about the one we're drinking
the
now?
The Carolus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had a little bit more, I like the, it had a bit more bubbly, effervescence feeling in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah. Going down the throat.
It says tingling.
Yeah, too. Tingling. I like the tingling.
Yeah.
And the Delirium? Mm-hmm. It's full-bodied, balanced.
It has got, it's got more, a heavier body, for
lot
sure.
Lot more flavor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this has got, to me, it's more taste into it. That Carolus was a little light.
Yeah, real light. Real
it
weird.
Was okay, but I'm not going to buy it again.
Yeah.
Whereas this is a second
is more fruity. This is more fruity.
The Carolus? You thought so?
Banana fruity.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, yep, I'll go with that. I'll go with that. This is a lot more sugar.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. Mm.
Malt, a exactly. little bit of malt.
Or brown
malt,
sugar.
More
yeah.
malt, mm-hmm. brown sugar. Yeah.
I'll tell you what we ought to do one night is do a show on all their beers. What have they got, like three? The Noel, the Nocturnum, and the...
I don't know if they got more than three or not.
Yeah, I think there's three in this category here. The Delirium.
Yeah.
The Nocturnum, the Noel, mm-hmm. and the...
Nope. They've got a Delirium Stout.
Wow. Oh, wow. Can you imagine?
And a Delirium, wow. a Delirium Lager.
Can it get any more stout than this?
That's... Hey, I'd like to try this out on this.
Yeah. I bet they
we need to try to round those up and just do a show on Hugie.
One of the huge.
Yeah, those huge breweries.
The I'm wondering now what a Belgian stout would be like. That's just not
These guys make good beer.
They do make good beer, but we've had some shit from Belgians trying to take on IPAs.
True.
It's because this is okay, so we've kind of stayed in the whole Belgian area, with the exception of your cider, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had the lambic to start, and then we had this deviated with the cider.
I was doing Monk Chance over that.
Okay, cider, that helps. That helps. The and then good. The Carolus, and then the Delirium here. So we stayed in here, but we haven't really gotten into. I don't think we got some other Belgians laying about. We may have to pull one more out while we're killing time.
That was uncalled for.
No, come on. You got to burp right. on the show, right?
Every now and then.
Sorry.
All right. So,
I was getting a little loud there. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. So.
Too much gain.
I ain't got that. Too much eating the microphone. Oh, look at this. Now, was this the cork that came out of this, too, right?
Yes.
It's kind of stubby.
2006. Yeah. Wow. It's an older beverage. So they keep. I'm sorry. I keep banging that.
Yeah, they do. They keep.
So, all right. So we're going to have. Listen, we're going to play another guy for the music fest.
Okay.
And Mike, this is the one you said. We're looking forward to seeing him. So I'm. A year ago? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
A year ago.
Last year?
Watermelon Slim.
You know, I didn't
get
to see him because I was over watching.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Government Mule.
So you're going to be seeing him this year.
Yep.
And so we play a little Check Right Woman.
The Melon.
Check Right Woman, got my paper all over town. Check Right Woman, got my paper all over town. I've been all over three counties trying to run that bad paper down.
store to check out the market. She wants her a car and a place to park it. She don't do no work, just reaches in my pocket. The sheriff says my checks are bouncing like a rocket. Check writing woman, got my paper all over town. I've been all over four counties trying to run that bad paper down. Now if the kid needs shoes, it's all right with me. Come steal me for the dough, easy as one, two, three. But don't go behind my back, stealing all my money. Then asking me for more, that's a no-go, honey. Check right, woman, got my paper all over town. Been all over half Oklahoma, trying to run that bad paper down. I won't work a bit or use my two hands. If she takes me for a mark, boys, and that's just how it stands. Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. Been all over Oklahoma, trying to run that bad paper down.
Go toward the light. Yeah, Carrie Ann. What was her name? Carrie Ann. Don't go toward the light.
Oh, yeah, the little girl. So, all right. So, while we're screwing around during the break.
Oh, man,
so let's
what a
just
break
try
it
something.
Was.
Because we were talking about getting our Louisiana on, and we got all these hot peanuts, and I went and got some jalapeno chips. And so, our palates are just trashed.
Oh, yes.
And burning, right? So, I said, well, okay, let's take it to the next level then. And I broke out about six shows back. We had the beers from Bamberg, and this is what I had left over, a Rauch beer. This is a smoked beer from Schlenkerla. And
you say that well.
Schlenkerla. It's an
say
Erbach.
That 10 times.
Does it say smoked on it?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
That's the Rauch.
No wonder
beer.
We guessed. No
is,
wonder we guessed.
It's a smoked beer.
Is the word burrito on there anywhere?
Gary said it smells like a breakfast burrito that he
no,
made
that
while,
was that was Alan
while camping. Right?
He said it reminded him of a smoked burrito when we were camping.
The smell?
It's over the fire.
Okay.
The
summer
fire
sausage.
Going.
Nice and smoky.
You got,
all right. So what about the taste of it? It tastes smoky.
Tastes better than a burrito.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one you want a whole hell of
it's
a
very
lot
manly.
Of, but
it's
it is
a very manly beer.
It is a
does
smoke.
Slim Jim come to mind?
Yeah, yeah. It does. Slim Jim and barbecue and it's liquid
very manly.
It's liquid barbecue, man.
Yeah, it's a man beer, definitely.
That's good. Yeah, it's
I can't imagine my wife liking this beer
isn't
at all.
This isn't your mother's smoked beer.
No,
not at all.
No,
but no, it's a tasty beverage for sure.
Mm,
and but it's one in small quantities. But you know the funny thing is that we drank like three of these, three different ones, and after a while the smoke went away.
Mm,
but it trashes you.
Does it? What's the alcohol content?
Oh God, man, you had to ask me that. It's not high. Mm. It's not high. I think it's like 6%.
It's not very effervescent.
I want to tell you,
I can't really feel it going down.
No, I mean, look, there's no, the head's gone. Bam.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a German beer. So we've left Belgium, and we're now in Germany. And I got this out just to kind of have something to taste on while we discuss this burning topic. Now, about nine shows back, We caught major shit because, oh, you found the alcohol? What did it say?
6.5.
6.5. Okay, not bad.
That's pretty good.
We caught some major heat from people. Not everybody. We don't post every comment.
Yeah.
And, side note, I forgot. Some of the listeners have asked, how come we can't put comments anymore? Well, as it says on the website, we were hacked by some of our Russian pornographers. God bless them all.
Yeah.
And
nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong. I'm not saying that in a bad way.
We like pornos.
Kind of like our Lebanese community listeners. Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's fine. That's right. Our Lebanese... That's Mike speak for lesbian. Lebanese, lesbian. What's the difference?
Right? Nothing wrong with that either.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what you like. That's what you want.
But so the thing was, though, I had to turn. You got to register if you want to leave a comment. So click on the comments. It says right there, click here to register, and then you can leave it because the pornographers apparently don't do that. All right. Enough computer talk. So, what we did a while back, and we got a lot of heat on, was we brought up the racy pictures in the discussion that perhaps John Wayne wasn't as manly as he appeared to be. And this caused some dissension amongst the ranks because there was some question. Okay, well, so now we're not going to talk about John Wayne. We're going to talk about somebody every bit as epic and heroic and probably rides a horse and walks bow-legged herself. Oprah. Hallowed be her name, right?
Got to get me some
okras. Thy stedman come, thy will be done.
Got to get me some okras.
But, I can't stand her. Shit. If I haven't given that out yet, I think
heal
nothing.
Heal thyself, Oprah.
I mean, you know, good for her. All right, you got a talk show. Congratulations. So does Maury Povich. So does Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You know, apparently any asshole with a microphone can have a talk show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But y'all were going off
or
about...
Arsenio Hall can have a talk show.
And where is he now?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres.
Montel. He gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's Oprah, and y'all were over there looking at stuff, saying, oh, yeah, she's kind of, and here's this Gail. And because I don't care for her, I don't keep up with her. And so what's this edumacate me? Oprah's gay, and her Lebanese lover is Gail.
Gail King.
And Stedman is?
A set-up boyfriend.
And they all live together in a big yellow house?
No, Stedman and Oprah don't live together, I don't think. I don't think they do.
They were engaged, but then they called it off? Or?
And then Oprah just bought Gail a new home out of millions of dollars and all that rigmarole, yeah.
How's the carpet in that home?
Munchable.
Kanky. Kinky.
Oh, dude. Is it wall-to-wall, deep shag? Some of that Brazilian carpet. Like a wood floor.
Probably nice. Chocolate.
That carpet squeaks when you walk on it.
Probably chocolate brown.
And as usual in the third segment, things take a turn for the worse.
Yeah, no kidding. So
y'all think this is a general consensus. Opus is Opus.
Opus.
Oprah.
Okra.
Is that a cross between Imus and Oprah? Opus.
Oh, God help us all. Should they ever breed?
We have us an Opus.
Can you imagine Don Imus with Oprah attitude and money? Oh, God. And you see his face and her.
No, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it.
Oprah's. Get the rumor circulating.
That's a new
Don
car.
Don Imus, only you can save Oprah.
That's a new from name Lebanese for a car, Oprah's.
So, okay, so y'all is unanimous? We're all convinced Oprah's. I mean, I can't weigh in because hell, I have no clue. I don't know Gail from a hole in the wall. I've heard her name, but I thought she was like a producer or something. I don't know who she was.
Yeah, I think she works on the show too.
It looked like they were pretty close from this article.
They were real close.
Yeah,
like, very close.
She like come out and sit in her lap and stuff.
Real close.
Oh yeah, man, they get on the couch, sprawl out together, and rub all over each other. Yeah,
do they?
They got a bond. They have a special bond. Nobody knows but those two.
They sisters.
Yeah.
Now, what was it you said that Oprah was, when confronted about their relationship? Doesn't she have something special to say?
Yeah, she said that they have a bond like no other two women on the earth have, and
I know a bar downtown where we can see a lot of women that have that bond.
Well, you know what? Not anymore.
They're not gonna bond with you.
They just cleaned all that up, didn't you hear?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Memphis, the gay bars?
No, the titty bars.
No, I'm talking about the gay bar. Okay. There's a Lebanese bar down there.
No way.
Yeah, why? I approve of that, buddy.
I didn't hear about that.
Where have you been?
Well, let's go. Road trip.
Wait. Okay. So.
I have a Lebanese. I have a Lebanese inside of me trying to get out every night.
No, no, you're embracing your inner woman. You should let her out.
How do you say that?
Oct.
Octon.
Gel in fur la rach beer.
Wow, it's very German.
I just made that shit.
Hey, I saw on the back.
Just saying.
I saw on the back of that bottle it says www.smokebeer.com.
Yeah.
You know, if you choke on one of these peanuts and start gagging and coughing, you're basically like saying...
Speaking German.
Yeah, speaking German. You might have said some endearing words in German or read off the recipe for pie.
As you die.
Or something. No, they have that guttural language. I can't understand. I don't understand. Of course, it's like, I'm sure if you grow up in Germany, it says, it sounds great. We need to have Kirk fill us in on this. He hasn't weighed in on this. Kirk from our friend in Germany.
Oh.
And get him to tell us about the smoke beers and stuff. So I'm kidding, of course, about the language. It's not,
smoke beer.
Whatever. It ain't your Filipino language, right?
No, it's not.
What is the Filipino? It's English, right?
Tagalog.
Is that what it is?
Tagalog is the national language there.
Yeah. You know a few words in Tagalog?
Mabuhay.
Okay.
Mabuhay means good day, or you're welcome, or it's a general feeling of well-being, you know.
Yeah.
Makano means how much.
How much?
How much, like you're bargaining, like a price, you know.
Yeah.
How much
around the world?
My butte? No, around the world.
My butte. I know what that means.
My butte. My butte.
Now you're speaking downtown Africa.
Yeah.
My butte.
No. That's a response to...
How much for my butte?
That is a response to... I've heard that in Memphis. That means very well. So if you ask somebody how you're doing, you say, kumusta ka, instead of kumusta. In the Spanish, you say kumusta. In Filipino, you say what do you say? You say kumusta, kumusta ka.
Yeah, kumusta.
Kumusta ka. It means how are you doing? And you say mabuti. Mabuti. Okay. Means Mabute. Very well. Mabute very be well. Fine. Very fine. Very well.
Mabuti be very fine.
How your girlfriend bute?
Yeah.
Okay, so
and then,
so
and
if
you ask
Oprah
me?
Was to go, it was in the Philippines, and she was looking over at Gail, would she perhaps say, "My bootay"?
Perhaps for another reason.
For totally
she
different.
She would say, "Too big, too big."
I haven't seen this person either. She one of those fluctuating weight. Chicks like Oprah?
No. Like I don't think so. Oprah's fluctuating. I don't think Gail is. But in the Philippines, too big. Too big. It's like, what you hear too big, what's that mean in English?
It means it's too big.
Huge. It's too big. It's huge. Largo. It's large.
So what's like that mean? That's like the brewery over the Nocturnum.
In the Philippines, brewery. It means water.
Too big means water?
Water. Yeah, too big.
Huh, okay.
Too big.
Okay.
I know a couple words in the Filipino language. Too big.
I learned that what the hell was it? Like Slovakian or something. You say "achu," it means It means thanks.
Wait, what is water in German? Wasser or something like that. Wasser.
Yeah, something like that.
Wasser. Water.
How do we get on the subject?
How do you get on too big? Too big. Wasser. Too big. It doesn't.
I don't know. No idea. Nice. So this is what so now we're going down the smoke rear path. This is what happens at
clarity. Nice.
Our latest we did announce that Rick had left the airport. They were pushing back. It's he's now been in air probably about an hour. So we got another half hour to an hour to go.
I got a rental car. You got to go pick him up.
I got a little news.
I'm going to pick him up.
Since we're right next to Mississippi, there's a website out there, msbrew.com, and it's a blog. It's a beer blog. Mm-hmm. And I know I send you some links every now and then.
I looked at something the other day.
Posts. But they got some neat stuff, and they did a video of Lazy Magnolia. They won some awards, and they're really pushing hard, and they just started bottling their Southern Pecan beer. But they got a lot of neat stuff on there. They actually have a video with a guy opening up a beer bottle with a chainsaw.
Southern Pecan.
Yeah.
Beer.
It has a ring to it, doesn't it?
But they've got on here a guy opening a beer bottle with a chainsaw.
Mm. Yeah.
So click on the video and take a look at it. But go to msbrew.com and check it out. It's pretty cool
stuff.
Remember,
we had that video of the girl opening the beer with her buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
And we haven't been to Live Films lately, have we?
No, we haven't. We need to go check them out. We need to do another Beer Tards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Our sister site. It's only got three now. Beertards.com. Yeah. So we'll do some more of that.
And did you get the video I sent you the other day of the Clydesdales kneeling down in front of the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. They probably got through a lot of like lead pipes and stuff. Whacking those horses on
there. Kneel.
That was Budweiser.
Are they giving Liberty some head?
They're paying respect.
It's
a pretty cool video.
Yeah.
Pretty cool video. I don't like the beer, but they got
that's right.
They got cool horses.
They got great marketing, right? You got to give them that. And so let's take another break because, God, we're just burning time. Rick's we're going to have to drink all the beer. So we'll come back. Rick will be here.
Never-ending beer show.
And let's play...
I got another one.
This is a Tab Benoit.
Lovely.
And Tab's not here. He was here last year, and I gotta tell you, this I think is one
Tab
of the,
be, man.
This is one of the best songs he has ever done in his life.
Awesome.
This is Darkness from his new album, Night Train.
Night Train.
I'm walking slow with a weary mind. She's dragging me low. I'm falling behind. You got me where you want me. Still I keep on trying, trying to see through the darkness between you and I. Sometimes it gets hard to find any love of any kind. Lord, turn on the love light before I go blind, and pick me up off the ground. Let our hearts shine, shine our way through the darkness between you and I. Thank you.
Oh, but I did you wrong. And we both made our choices. Now it's time to move on. So please, please forgive me. Oh, let's walk side by side, baby, and fill in the darkness. Oh, between you and I. Now let's do it now.
Rick finally made it.
An in-studio guest.
That's right.
Big pony head.
And we popped the top on the Stone 2003 Vertical Epic Ale. And that's pretty good.
It's fantastic. And it's 2008, so this is about a five-year-old beer.
Yep. This was a beer given to us by Jeffrey T. from the Good Beer Show.
You listen to a lot of brewers, and, you know, they really don't want their beer on the shelves very long. Stone has taken a different approach. They're come out with a series of beers that they want people to cellar.
And this is well worth it. I was looking for reviews, but the problem, that's not really a problem, the challenge with a beer such as this is you can't really get a lot of reviews because
people are saving them.
They're saving them. Yeah. And so they popped it. If they popped it when it was early, you might have some. But there are some reviews on Beer Advocate. Says it's only 166 reviews, and it rates an A on their weird judging scale. A-, it says. It's like 4.5. But the reviews are just overwhelming. They're great, and a lot of it is similar to what we experienced. And I'm guessing, though, that these were at different times in the year, throughout the years.
The bottle read is pretty funny. I'm sure people have heard this at least five times that, enjoy beer. But I'm going to go ahead and do it again. We used some pretty interesting ingredients this time around. Coriander, a Belgian-style beer favorite. Alligator pepper. Wow. Bite into these little gems and you get a big-time spicy rush of flavor. And a bit of both unmalted wheat and dark roasted wheat. And a blend of Belgian yeast and American ale yeast. And a nice selection of high alpha hops, a decidedly non-Belgian style twist. All told, it makes for a double-ish, taken to San Diego, pushed to the edge, and slapped around a bit beer. So treat it gently. It's been abused enough already. Fun.
Now, I'm looking at this review by the last guy, or the first guy, I don't know where he was. And the majority of them being from California, where Stone is, that... He comments on it, and I think it's pretty accurate to a point. He says the color is a dark orange with next to no head and dissolved quickly and left little lacing behind. Smell like dark fruits and sweet malt. Wasn't as caramel as to suggest a ton of caramel malts, but there was most definitely some sweetness in the aroma. Now, I got fruit from about 2 feet back.
Yeah, definitely.
And a little tiny raisin, not too much like some of the others. The caramel and sweetness, definitely. But the thing that he says at the end is like, no. He says he enjoyed it so much, he wished he could have had it when it was new. That's not what it's for.
Okay, well, maybe one new and one every year after.
Now, that would be the way to do
it. For the rest of your life, I don't know.
And they do have, on Stone, they do have tasting notes that they're doing
annual tastings, right?
Yeah, they do an annual tasting, and so they take a little bit of it out and sample it and see. And so I pulled up the most recent tasting note, which was February 07. I guess they haven't done it this year, or they haven't posted it. And it says, aroma, really fruity, a touch of vanilla, bourbon, and clove spice, along with some moderate graininess. That's the aroma. Flavor, raisins, some grain, more caramel-type flavors. Clove spice, very moderate, and other spices. Pepper, somewhat sweet in the middle and dry on the end, with some alcohol notes. Okay. Full, trace astringent, moderate bitterness, nice level sweetness. Overall, nice balanced complexity, but starting to show a little age. Extremely delicious. Okay, I go with the extremely delicious. I'm not getting that much pepper or as much spice.
No, I wasn't either, but I can definitely get clove out of it.
Got a little clove.
That rung a bell whenever you mentioned it. And definitely more of a yeasty flavor. Yeah.
There's
we kicked up a lot of sediment on.
I mean, there's a little bit of hop, but not a bite. There's just a little, like almost a little mild flavor. Not.
I get a little bit of orange in the nose.
Yeah.
If you breathe into your glass.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And it's an excellent beer. Excellent. It's
cloudy, almost turbid, I would say.
Yeah. And mine's almost gone.
Yeah, mine is gone.
There it is.
That was our specialty beer. Thank you for saving that for me. Appreciate it. I'm glad to be back in the studio.
Yeah.
After a hellacious travel day. Worst travel day I've ever had.
What
in
a suck
life.
Day you've had. And
no wonder Frontier Airlines is going under.
And you don't hear anybody else here because they all bailed.
Yeah, well, it's 1 o'clock too in the morning.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, yeah. So we had to do it, man. I mean, this is what the beer was for, a special occasion. This is something that now I got to go buy some more.
And we're gonna try and drink some more beer on microphone while I'm here. So
that's right, a whole bunch more
if it doesn't interfere with our partying too much.
That's right, because this is Memphis in May, and we're going to be lubing up in the morning and finishing it off late at night, probably the following morning. Yeah. Actually,
don't try this at home.
Yeah.
We're highly trained professionals.
That's right. So this will be some good stuff, and a lot more to come. I guess if you've endured the previous 30 or 40 minutes that we laid down, this is just the beginning of 4 shows in a row, something like that. That's what we're going to try. We're going to do it.
Breakfast of Champions, we may as well just get lubricated before going out to the music festival, right?
This is the stuff that divorces are made of.
Because when we get there, all we're going to have is Budweiser to drink.
That's right.
In large quantities, because I can't even taste this shit anymore.
That's right.
Am I drinking a beer?
We've got to get our palates. It's kind of like, doing the superset here. We've got to go and exercise our palates before we go in and do kind of this mediocre, I'm being kind, this piss water we're going to have to drink. It's going to suck.
Well, we always regroup at the Flying Saucer before going into the event. So.
Yep.
It's a good time.
It'll be good stuff. And lots more beers coming up. See you next time.
Drive safe.
But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. We'll be right back.
chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. I said, the boys are back in town. 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 Spread the word around. Will flow and blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town. Back in.